All right, so we got to get ready for Pesach. So Rabbi Shmulevitz likes to say, got to give the guys their money's worth. Not the guys, got to give the parents their money's worth. So you have to come home, get a few divrei Torah. Maral, we started last time, we talked a little bit about Gevurah Hashem. The whole Gevurah Hashem is really all about the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The first half is actually sort of going through the Parshios. I'll be the Parshios. And the second half of Gevurah Hashem is going more through the Haggadah. So this is actually in the Parshios, but it's related to something that you're all familiar with, the question you're all familiar with. Does the words on the top of the page give you any clue as to what the question is? Does that help anybody? A little?
I'm looking at the wrong side.
Yeah, the little side, no, the other side. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah? Very good, right? So, we know the Pasuk by Bris Ben Abisarim, when Hashem speaks to Avram, Hashem tells him, Ki geri yezaracha beretz lo lahem, they will be in a land that does not belong to them, va'avodim, they will be enslaved, v'inu osam, and they will be tortured. Arba me'oshana, for 400 years. Great. And then, a little curious, because if you look even later on, Hashem's talking to Yaakov Avinu. When Yaakov Avinu is going down to Mitzrayim, Hashem tells him, Redu Shama, go down there. And we know the famous Gematria, the Gematria of Redu, Reish Dalet Vav, 210. He tells him, you're going to go down for 210 years. What happened to the 400 years? Yeah, this is a question. I'll tell you the truth, when it comes time for Pesach, you know, there's so much to talk about. So I talk about the things that really bother me. This question always bothered me. You know, my guys in Shir know that I'm like, you know, I'm a math guy. You know, what does that mean? It's not, you tell me whatever you want. It says 400 years. And it's a pretty good question. You know, 210 is not equal to 400.
It's like a competent answer. Like they said the pain and torture of the slave is like 400 years.
That would be the one that would work, though, as well as like the
all right, so I'm glad that you quoted that answer, because that is an answer. I think big people say it, so, you know, but yeah, I also find that question, that answer of... all a fair question, right? Right? So Yaakov is telling us the other pshat, but... So what's the other pshat? Tell us. That is counting from the birth of Yitzchak Avinu. That's what it's counting from. Huh? And that one you could say, oh, really? These, you know, okay, fine. But now, I want to share with you the Maral, because he makes me feel better. He makes me feel better. So he quotes the Pasuk in the Medrash. Pasuk says, Vayosha Hashem Bayom Ahu. You should recognize this in davening every day. Right before us, Yashir. The Medrash. In the Medrash, in Yalkut Shimoni, it says, Vishosha Yotzi Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. When Klai Yisrael is going out of Mitzrayim, Omar Uza. Sar Shal Mitzrayim. We all know that every nation has a Sar, has a Malach in charge of that nation. Yaakov fought with the Sar Shal Esav. Well, the name of the Sar of Mitzrayim was Uza. I didn't know that. But Amar Umazu Sha'ata Motzi Mitzrayim Din Yeshli Aleim. The Malach comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Sar of Mitzrayim comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, I have a Taina. I have a claim against them. Sha'amarta Ki Geri Yezarecha Arba Me'oshana. By dying law over Abraham Yoshana, says Uzzah is like me. I didn't realize he's such a bad guy, like the Sar Shal Mitzrayim, you know. He's like, you know, B'chvoid Rebbeinu Shalom, you know, this is not 400 years. He said 400 years. Chois Mashal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. Hashem only tells the truth. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Michoel, Hashem says to Michoel, Hachzor lo tshuva, answer him. Mishasak Michoel. Now I feel even better. Not only did Uzzah find this to be a difficult question, Michoel, yeah, good Malach, came and, I shouldn't say good Malach, bad Malach, whatever. Michoel didn't know the answer. Hey Shiva Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yamar L'Uzzah, Yeshli Lamed Schus Al Bonai. I have a schus, I have an answer to for my children.
Chum. suppose not he's able to not answer, but he has that ability to find a show.
It's a fair question.
I mean, I don't know a lot about these things.
I don't know a lot about these things either. So the Rebbe Shalom responds, "Klum nischayvu bonai shibud, elo b'shvil dibur echad, sh'amar Avraham." Why did they go down to Mitzrayim in the first place? Because of a few words that Avraham said. Bamo eida. Bamo eida. I think the pasuk should be ki ira shena. I don't think it's Kigeri Yezeracha. It's Bama'ida Kirashena. It's like a little typo. Bama'ida Kirashena. How do I know that my children will inherit it? Hashem tells Avram, you're going to get Eretz Yisrael. Your children will have Eretz Yisrael. And Avram says, Bama'ida, the Gemara Nadarim, the Flamin Beis, says, why was it necessary for Avram to go down to Mitzrayim? He brings a few answers. One of the more famous answers is that he used the Talmid Chachamim and Eliezer to go out to war. That's one answer that it says over there. The other answer is that he said, Bama'ida Kirashena. He, on whatever level of extreme tiny chatoim as possible, he said, "How do I know? You know, give me a little something to know for sure." And because of that, they went down to Mitzrayim for 400 years, for 210 years. They just realized. First Yitzchak just realized this was a slight infraction. You know, a very slight infraction, and they got a very, you know, severe thing. That's how he starts off, and he says, "Klum amarti ella be'eretz lo lahem." He says, "I just said kigeri yezracha be'eretz lo lahem." The kfar goliv yadua ki miyom shenolad Yitzchak nasu legeirim. They became Gerim. As soon as Yitzchak was born, they became strangers. So already from the time Yitzchak was born, even though they were living in Eretz Canaan, Avraham was in Eretz Canaan with his son Yitzchak, they already had a status of being, in some fashion, strangers. Ba'os Hashah, that was the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then Ba'os Hashah Hitzla HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Yisrael Miyad Mitzrayim, V'kach Nemar Vayosha Hashem Bayom Ahu as Yisrael Miyad Mitzrayim. He's really dashing, this medrash is dashing the whole pasuk. Vayosha Hashem. Hashem did this. Vayomahu on that day. You know? Yeah. Which time? But, no buts. It's time. We got there. It's 400 years. It's like 400 years. We're good.
So I'm sure the reason why he asked for a letter of some sort, like how
this actually Gemara happen. Says. Right.
So why don't we start counting from Avraham? Why don't we start counting from
He wants to know why. No, it's not from the chait. The question is, when did he have a status of being a ger?
Oh, the ger.
When did they have a status of being a stranger? It's a good question. It probably needs its own analysis. Why exactly? The question is, why is that Yitzchak was considered a ger? Why not just say from the time Hashem told Avram he was already a ger? Avram wasn't. One second, just to clarify, ger here does not mean Jewish. Ger means he's a stranger. He's not in his proper place. He's in an unusual place.
It seems that he was open for
okay, that's probably what I would answer. That Avraham, I'm not sure he needed to be there. So I could think of different answers, but I'm not sure. Could be he didn't. You know, for him, it had. But he had a place where he was comfortable, and for Yitzchak, maybe. I'm thinking of Yitzchak in his level of Eretz Yisrael, I'm not sure. Not sure exactly. What do you want to say?
I heard like a George or a don't
say it later? Okay, we'll say it later. Fine. So that's the answer. But now the Maharal explains it in such an unbelievable way. Well, Bir Inyan Zeh, the explanation of this whole Inyan, he ain das ha'odam das kono. The das of a person is not the das of his creator. We don't think like Hashem. And Hashem doesn't think like us. Whatever Hashem does do. And he explains a little bit. Ki lefi das ha'adam, according to the intellect that man has. Va'af l'fi seichel ha-malachim. Even the intellectual level, whatever that is, of the malachim. Lo nechshav ma'asho yu yoshvim be'eretz kanan l'geirus. Yeah, that cannot be counted. You know, the Tsar Shel Mitzrayim didn't think it was 400 years. Mikhail didn't think it was 400 years. I didn't think it was 400 years. You didn't think it was 400 years. Nobody thought it was 400 years. And so we didn't consider that. Why? Now listen to what he says. Ki lo hayu lahem davar kasha. Hashayach l'ger. Ki hayu chashuvim be'eretz Kanan. He says, because we would say, what do you mean they're gerim? Avram was like a king, you know, and they had whatever they wanted. They could go wherever they wanted. They were. Nobody would define Avram Avinu as being in a situation of being a ger. He was the chashuvim. Avol ve'enei Hashem yizbarach hu gerus. In Hashem's calculation, it was gerus. Why? That something must have happened to them, something must have impacted them. Shabohayu Gerim. That through that they were considered Gerim. And to Hashem Yisbarach, that's considered Gerus. I'm only going to try, because he's telling me this is Das Koni. You know, I can't, but what he's explaining is like this, is that Hashem looked at the situation and says, you know, they're somewhat limited. They're somewhat impeded. How so? I'm not sure. But there's something blocking. If you live amongst all these Goyim and all this whole situation, they're strangers. Now, let's clarify. Ubevadai etzel ha'adam lo nechshav gerus. To us, we don't consider that gerus. We don't consider that being a stranger. Rakim hu shuffle ba'ini hakol. Who do we consider to be a ger? Who do we consider to be a stranger? Only somebody who's the bottom of the barrel. Kasheru derech ha-ger. He is considered to be, even in Eretz Canaan, to be for Gerus. So, people say it's famous now. It's not famous, it's obvious. You know, are we in Gerus here in America? Huh? Okay, so Yaakov says Kal v'chomer. If they were gerim in Eretz Yisrael, so they were certainly gerim. You know, we have incidents happen. There's all sorts of things that we can't do exactly the way we want to, and the government wants to do this, anti-Semites want to do that. We can certainly understand that we're gerim, and yet, in truth, if somebody would walk in here right now and say to you, you know, are you a stranger? You know, Mandy would probably say, yeah. Mandy's very, you know, principled. If they would ask somebody who wasn't at this year, you know, they would say, you know, we have a lot of freedoms here in America. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. We would feel comfortable saying that in general fashion. So that's what we would say. Now, okay. Then the people who came to this year will say, no, really not. You know, we really are inhibited. We do have problems. Now they want to tell us how we have to educate, and they have to tell us what we're allowed to do, what we're not allowed to do. And they want to tell us, you know, they make it really hard for us sometimes at work, even though they're not allowed to, but still they'll make it hard for us at work sometimes. You know, a lot better than it was 50 years ago, but, you know, it's still not so pleasant in some places. Okay, I could hear that also. You know, who's a ger? Oh, like an illegal immigrant, that's a ger, you know? Very, very on topic, you know, very political. You know? If you have an illegal alien, oh yeah, that person, he's really, you know, he's a stranger. He has to be afraid when he sees the Nebuchadnezzar. I feel bad for them. I do. You know, they have to see some ice guy. You know, they have to run away. They have, that's a ger. Okay, so we can hear different levels, right? What it's telling us is that while most of us would say we're not gerim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say we are gerim, so much so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, even while Avram and Yitzchak and Yaakov and all sorts of freedoms, nobody stood in their way, everybody they met, you know, all the stories in the Torah, they bumped into people, they always came out on top. And, you know, it really was pretty good. And yet, what happens? Hashem still considers that to be a gerus. Now, let me tell you what I think is the most extraordinary thing about this. The most extraordinary thing about this, to me, is that we would probably think that if I ask somebody, are you free? And they say, yes, I'm free. Does that make them free? What?
Huh?
You know, this would be, you'd have a hard sell explaining this to somebody. You'd have a hard sell telling somebody, you know, you're not free? Yeah, you're free? Yeah, I'm free, 100%. You know, like all the things, the Revolutionary War and democracy in America, I am a free man. And you say to him, Hashem is saying to him, okay, you think you're free? Great. You're wrong. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov didn't think that they were gerim. Hashem says that they were gerim. Hashem says, you felt free. You felt like you had a lot of leeway. It's not really true. There were still things that were blocking you from being totally free. I'll give you an example, modern day example. Yeah. A teenager, whatever age that'll be, gets their smartphone. I am free. I have everything I need here. I have all the games. I have all my friends. Yeah, I have all my sports. I have all of the things I could possibly want. I'm on my phone right now. I am totally free. 5 years later, you know, this is not a Jewish thing anymore, by the way. It's not a Jewish thing. It's not a frumkite thing. Just go look online. Go look at whatever all the psychologists are saying. Go look at what... I was cracking up. There's a... there was some ad I saw that was called Remarkable. It's a product. It's really remarkable. Like, you're able to remark it. What is it? Basically, it's like a piece of paper. It's as close to a piece of paper as possible, but actually has all the computer stuff in it. So basically, they said for like $600, because people are really don't feel good with their smartphones, and they don't feel productive, and they feel distracted, and so they're now making, you know, retro. They're making retro things. So they had to make a $600 piece of paper or a piece of something. I don't know what it really is. I didn't get to see it. I only saw it on a video thing, you know. And the terrors is that everybody thought they were free, but they weren't really free. Real freedom is, what is real freedom? Real freedom is what the Borei Olam says is freedom. Real freedom is when we can directly connect with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Maybe that will answer a different question, which has also really always troubled me since I was a young child. Yeah, it says in Pirkei Avos, Ein lecha ben chayrin, Ela misha oisek b'tayra. The only person who's free is somebody who learns Torah. But I'm not feeling that, you know? You hear that question? I'm not feeling that. Eisek b'Torah, I'll do it. I know it's the right thing to do. Ein lecha ben chorin? Really? I'm more free than the guy who's doing whatever on earth he wants? I don't know, maybe with this Maharal we could help to understand a little bit better. Ein lecha ben chayre ne le misha osik b'torah means that what you're able to be osik b'torah, I'm not sure if it means the asik or the result. The asik b'torah, even asik b'torah, you know, if you've ever had something that really bothers you, or you're really troubled, or you're burdened, you know, learning Torah doesn't go very smoothly. It doesn't go very smoothly. There's a certain menuchas nefesh, a peace of mind that's required to be able to learn Torah. So that could be the Eisek b'Torah. Ein lecha ben chayre ela misha oisek b'Torah, which means that the only one who's free, that's like a litmus test. That's like a litmus test. Oh, you're able to learn Torah? Okay, you're free. Oh, you're not able to learn Torah? Why? What's bugging you? Something's blocking you. This, that, the other thing. It's like a litmus test. One possibility. The other possibility is, if I'm free to learn Torah, if I can learn Torah, then I can live with the Torah. I can live completely by the Torah. And so then, I always say this, to me this is like, it's such an obvious connection, you know, Hashem created the world, Hashem gave us the Torah, Hashem created us. So, if Hashem created us, and He gave us the Torah, so when we are able to connect to that Torah, so then it's just us and Hashem. And there's nothing else. All the other things, as inconsequential as they might seem to be, are not there. That's a Ben Chorin. That's the one who is genuinely doing what he was created to be doing. We said, it's interesting. It's only, if you will, on the level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it really happens all the time that people think this thing will provide them with freedom, and it's really a mistake. It very often only provides them with a burden. With burdens. The freedom is when we are able to be free to connect to Hashem without input from anybody else and anybody, you know, that's the freedom that we're really looking for. And, you know, I guess as we come to Pesach, we should all be zochet to such a level of freedom that it's just between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the other things. Like the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, right? Marbe Nechasim, oh yeah, I want to get rich. Marbe Daiga. Marbe Nashim, Marbe Kshafim. You try it, yeah? You try one thing after the other. Each thing is not really going to provide the freedom.